Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Foreigner bringing us back. One of their classics. That's some serious rock and roll right there. 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Tom Anastasi. Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, professor of business and leadership at Daniel Webster College in New Hampshire, And he's our good friend Dan. Tom, thanks for hanging out with us. I want to call you Dan, Tom Anastasi, thanks again for being part of our day. TomAnastasi.com is his website. Tom, congratulations on continuing your acting career. You're Daddy Warbucks in a community theater version of Annie, aren't you?
I am. We opened up this weekend.
Shaved your head and everything.
So I did. And so if any of your listeners happen to be in Manchester, New Hampshire next weekend, come on up, or this
All
weekend
right.
and next weekend, yeah.
That'll be fun. We saw that in June on Broadway, the revival of Annie on Broadway in June. That was fun. So good luck with that. I'm not surprised that you would be given that leading role. Okay, we're talking about how to deal with employees, with people in our business when we have to give them tough news. What are some other examples that you might run into? We talked about telling people they wouldn't get the promotion, reprimanding people when they're not quite doing the job they should do. How do you deal with that? What are some other examples?
Well, what you've got to do is write what I call the second speech. The first one is the one you give to them. But yeah. One of the things I found that savvy negotiators do is they're going to write the second speech. That's the one that they have to tell to somebody else. So let's say that you cannot give raises because you mm-hmm. it's not in the budget. Well, you don't want your employees to leave because, you know, you value them. And
you
so
need
what
them.
You do is you say, okay, no raises, but also no layoffs, and so I can guarantee you a job. That way they
Yeah, that's what that was my good news, bad news thing in the previous section.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bad news is you're not getting a raise, the good news is you're keeping your job.
Yeah. Yeah. And that way they can go back to their spouse usually and say, okay, I know I'm not getting a raise, but I've got job security. And that allows them to declare victory.
Right.
That allows them to declare victory now, which is very important because they've got to deal with that. And one of the other things is, how do you do this? And research is showing that if you send tough news, now some tough news you want to say in person like we talked about earlier, but other tough news, for instance, we didn't get this big contract that we've been working on for a long time. Send that first via email so people can digest it, and then say you're going to follow up with a personal meeting. And if you do those two things, that allows people to kind of absorb the shock, and then you still get that personal contact about the tone. It is very important. Having an optimistic but realistic tone about, you know, we tried as best we could, let's learn from this and move on. This is not the worst thing in the world. Yeah, it's a blow, but that's okay. We're going to be okay. But first send by email.
Tom, I'm not going to disagree with you about what you just said for that particular situation, but I will tell you that I'm hearing some really ugly stuff about how some managers, some so-called leaders, are using the digital world to give people bad news, like you're fired or whatever. But I'm telling you, folks, that is not acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, that's why...
Hiding behind the ones and the zeros, hiding behind a digital tool because you don't have the backbone or the guts to tell somebody the bad news is not acceptable. And if that's what you have to do, then you need to go do something else. You don't need to be you do not need to call yourself a manager or a leader or an executive. What do you think, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. That's why the two-step is, one, letting people know, and then following up.
But but your example, though, is where it's company-wide, and everybody knew we were either going to get it or we weren't going to get it. It was 50-50. It's not like it's taking the company down. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where it's an individual thing, or you're reprimanding somebody, or you're firing them, or you're cutting their hours, or whatever you're doing. You know, I mean, if they're not near you, if they're on the other side of the country, if you have to pick up the phone, but if possible, do it face-to-face. Have the guts to do it like that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we talked about the hard versus the soft message.
Yeah.
Earlier, you do that in person 100%. You never send that by email because that's just
or text. I've been hearing stupid things that their manager sends them a text and gives them information like that. I mean, that's that's just awful.
Yeah, my students are telling me they're breaking up by text now.
Yeah, well, but you know what? If they think that's acceptable to do that when they grow up and take their place in the marketplace, they'll think it's acceptable to fire somebody that way, and it's not. And Tom, I'll tell you something, Tom. You and I, our generation, we have to tell them that that's not acceptable.
Absolutely.
Otherwise they won't know. TomAnastasi.com is Tom's website. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, come back soon.
Oh, absolutely.
See you later. Tom Anastasi. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.